This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. One African woman, Obianuju Ekeocha, has been warning the world that Western nations funding abortion and contraception perform what she calls ideological colonization, all in the name of alleviating poverty in Africa. Earlier this month, Kenya ordered the end of Marie Stopes' work there. Now Niger has closed the alleged charity, and those who performed illegal abortions there are on the run. Ekeocha's documentary, Strings Attached, tells the African side of what happens when well-intentioned donors fund charitable efforts that include population control. Ireland's Dáil has voted to compel doctors and hospitals to perform abortions. Furthermore, the 60% of Irish citizens who oppose funding abortion will now be compelled to fund abortion. 80% of Irish voters also say health workers should not face such compulsion against conscience. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. In other headlines, Planned Parenthood is desperate to keep David DeLayden and his investigative videos silent. DeLayden and his attorneys say Planned Parenthood lawsuits are an attempt, and one that has worked so far, to deprive DeLayden of his First Amendment rights. And Google will finally submit to congressional hearings next week over its alleged squashing of certain political views on the internet. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.